Hello and welcome everyone to episode 56 of the Ducky O'Brien Show. And today I'll be going over how to shop as safely as possible on AliExpress and TikTok Shop. Now before we begin, I would like to thank everyone for dropping by and listening. I really do appreciate it. If you guys have any feedback or want me to cover anything at all, please feel free to email me at duckyobrienshow@gmail.com. That's D-U-C-K-Y. obrienshow@gmail.com. You can also visit my blog at duckyobrien.com or leave a comment on my YouTube channel. I read all of those, and I'll try to get back to you in a timely fashion. Okay, before we begin, as always, the audio portion of my video guide is being used for this podcast, but I'm going to have editor inserts whenever something isn't very clear. Also, in the very beginning, I like to go on a little bit of a tangent or ramble just a little bit because this is my podcast, gosh darn it. And so this is the one place where I'm a little bit more unfiltered in terms of me saying what I wanted to say. For my videos and guides, I cut down a lot. In fact, I'll have like an extra 30 minutes of footage that I just delete because I'm like, oh, this is filler footage. And it doesn't really serve the purpose of the guide. So on those outlets, on those channels, I'm hyper-focused on making sure that everything that I'm saying or showing is somehow valuable or informative to the person watching the video. In my podcast format, I try to keep that as well, but I have a little bit of wiggle space where I'm like, I can be a little bit more free to say some things that I just wanted to say. Because I feel like no one listens to my podcast. And if they do, if you're the one lucky listener listening to my podcast, then I feel like they don't mind as much because a podcast is something you put on the background and you're only listening to it half the time. You're not really listening to it intently. So I can get away with saying a bit more because people won't be really focusing. It's more for background noise. So I feel like I have a little bit more wiggle space. Now, if this bothers you, let me know and I'll keep it more in focus. Anyways, before we get into the guide, I just wanted to make this, and I also wanted to make sure that when I make a podcast episode, I'm not just ripping the audio from my video. I want to make sure it's as valuable as possible to a person only listening to the audio. The reason why I made this episode is because I read the subreddits every day, multiple times a day, and it doesn't take that much time because there's not much news generated, thankfully, and on the subreddits that are a little bit larger, like the Steam Deck one, I don't read every post. When I read the subreddits, I see so many misconceptions about shopping on AliExpress and TikTok. I see so many people having the wrong information. And then I see so many people getting scammed that I wanted to make this guide to help as many people as possible. So I'll go over a few misconceptions that I didn't have in my guide because I thought they were kind of irrelevant and would lose the focus of the article or the video I made. But for starters, I see a lot of mistrust and hatred toward TikTok Shop. This doesn't make sense to me because shopping on TikTok Shop is just as safe or just as unsafe as shopping on AliExpress. So TikTok Shop is okay. Just do the same thing that you do on AliExpress. And that is to read the reviews of the store, make sure they're actually shipping out items, make sure that the store has good ratings, make sure that the store hasn't just opened recently. Recently opened stores are more likely to be scam stores. And then read the reviews and make sure that people are actually getting the items. So for example, there were £12 RG35XXs from the Ambernick Direct Shop on TikTok Shop. There were some, this was crazy, I missed out on it. I mean, I wouldn't have the money to buy it, but there are $100 RG556s from the Anti-Boring store. There's some crazy legitimate deals on there, and if you take as many steps as possible to protect yourself, you're going to have a layer of protection there, and you're getting legitimate deals. So I really don't understand why people don't trust the TikTok Shop. If you're buying on AliExpress, you're doing the same thing, so it doesn't make sense to me. But that said, the deals will come to an end, and very soon, if not now. The reason why the deals were so good was that TikTok itself was subsidizing the cost. They also had very low store fees. I think it was 2% or something. That's insanely low. They're raising that to 6%, I believe. I read this on an article somewhere. I forgot the source. If I find it, I can link it. They're raising costs, essentially, and they're going to stop subsidizing the cost of these crazy deals. And so those deals will come to an end, and you're pretty much going to have to wait for sale periods. Unfortunately, if you wanted some cheap, legitimate devices, you guys lost out. And it's totally fine. In my opinion, I think it's better to not shop on these websites. I'm just going to be honest. I think it's safer to never touch these websites, but that's another topic. All right, second misconception is somehow buying on the official manufacturer web store or website is better than shopping on AliExpress. So I'll give an example. I've seen some people post that they think that buying on the official AmberNick website is going to be better than buying from the official AmberNick web store on AliExpress. This is not true, and I think this is because people don't know what dropshipping is, but it's going to blow their mind. Dropshipping is essentially when a web store will pose as the manufacturer or the official retailer, and when you order from them, they'll pass that order along to AliExpress, and then they can charge a markup, make that pure profit, and do none of the work other than maintaining the web store in terms of getting traffic to it. When you order from that web store, they're going to pass your order to AliExpress, and then AliExpress ships the order to you. This happens more often than you think, and a place where this is really prevalent is Etsy. So back in the day, these people would pose as making handcrafted jewelry, when in reality, they're shipping from AliExpress. So if you visited their Etsy web store, that would say stuff like, oh, we're hand-making these jewelry. So it may not look as we pictured it here or as shown here, and it may take about 2 weeks for us to ship it to you. It's a straight up lie, because what they're doing is they're drop shipping from AliExpress. So they're charging like $20 for a bracelet that costs 50 cents if you buy it from AliExpress directly. So that's huge profit. In my honest opinion, I think drop shipping does feel a bit scummy. If you drop ship, you know, I'm not trying to throw shade on you, I'm just saying it how it is. It's scummy because it's built upon lying to the customer. If you're like transparent and honest and be like, I'm drop shipping these and I'm trying to make a profit margin on these items, and you set that up front, then that's awesome. Then if the customer buys from you knowing that, I don't think there's any harm. But if you're posing as like an official retailer or like these are items I made, you're scamming the customer. But anyways, buying from the official retailer, manufacturer website isn't better because you're getting the same item and you're paying more. So there is no reason to buy on the official web store for AmberNick, for PowKitty, whatever, if they have an official web store on AliExpress and the prices are much lower. You're going to save like $10 to $15 because the official web stores charge shipping and the prices are higher to begin with. So in my opinion, there's no reason to buy there. Third misconception I saw, some people think that shopping on these web stores are as safe as shopping on Amazon or other web stores. And this is factually incorrect, and I'll give you some personal experiences as well as observations I've seen online. For starters, let me show you what I've seen online. If you shop with your credit card number on AliExpress, I have seen people get their credit card number stolen about a week after they made a purchase, and then some fraudulent activity happened or show up on that card. So if you're shopping on AliExpress or TikTok Shop, please use PayPal. PayPal will give you a layer of security. If you use PayPal, PayPal will transfer funds to the seller and they don't see your credit card number at all. I would also never put in your phone number into these web stores. I talk about this in the guide later. I'll use a Google Voice number because I have gotten scam calls from China. I couldn't tell if it was Mandarin or Cantonese, but I was like, there's no way that they got this number other than from these websites. That's why Google Voice will give you another layer of security. Unfortunately, if you don't have a PO box or a work address where you can mail packages, you're going to have to give them your address. And that's the only part that's a little bit iffy, because this is related to a scam, a review scam that they do where you don't really lose anything, so you don't have to worry about that. But, you know, it doesn't feel nice knowing that they have your info and they're using it however they want. But essentially how this review scam works is most of these web stores, even in China, require customers to purchase the item before they can leave a review. And this is to help prevent gaming the review system by just mass producing positive reviews. And so what they do is a web store will take your information and then they will pose as you, and then they'll pose as you buying an item from their web store. They will purchase a really nice expensive item on their web store, and then they will mail you a very cheap item. So I've actually gotten one of these. I got a mailing envelope in the mail and I was like, this is weird. I didn't order anything. I opened it up. It was a cheap necklace. I was like, what is this? I immediately threw it in the trash because fellas don't trust that, because remember back in the old days for the US where they had stuff like lead in paint and kids were getting sick, you know, asbestos in the installation, people were getting cancer. That's China right now. They're going through that phase. It's unregulated. So anything that touches your skin, I don't know, man. I would throw that out immediately. But yeah, so I've gotten that myself, and I've gotten scam calls on my phone. Again, what they do is they send you a cheap item, and then they leave a review for that positive item, posing as you. So even though you never purchased it, and don't worry, your payment information was not used, they faked the purchase. They're using you to leave positive reviews on a product, posing as you. For Amazon, you see a similar sort of scam, and this is something to keep an eye out for as well. So this one I've seen for micro SD cards, but it's going to happen for other products. So a seller will sell something legitimate, like a 32 gigabyte or 64 gigabyte micro SD card, and it'll actually be really good. They'll get like legitimate micro SD cards and sell it for super cheap, or give it away for free on the Amazon Vine program, which is a program where reviewers receive products for free and they make reviews for it. And so after they get 30 or so positive reviews, they will squish the listing out for a fake 1 terabyte micro SD card. It's a 1 terabyte micro SD card for about $20 or so. That's common. So when you look at it, you'll be like, wow, this 1 terabyte micro SD card for $20, it can't be a scam because it has 5-star reviews. And then when you read the reviews though, it's for 32 gigabytes or 64. So they'll pull a switcheroo and change the listing. So be careful about those scams as well. It's everywhere. Nowhere is really safe. But yeah, going back, I wouldn't keep TikTok installed on your phone. I don't trust it. What they're doing with the information is very shady as well. If you don't trust TikTok, I would recommend uninstalling Discord as well from your phone and your PC. Now I know a lot of people use Discord for a lot of things, but as I grow older, I grow more security and privacy oriented. I'm tired of these companies invading my privacy and farming me for money and just using me as a product, and I am sick and tired of it. So what I did was I went through the trouble of deleting every single Discord message that I sent, almost all of them. Oh, there's only a handful that I couldn't access, but I went through and deleted every single message, including in my server, which wasn't very active but had tens of thousands of messages going on. And then I deleted my server and I deleted my account, and I'll never touch Discord again. The reason being, if you do a little bit of research on the founder of Discord, you'll see that he's a scummy, shady guy. I would not trust Discord at all. It's super invasive and it keeps track of everything that you're doing. Now, that said, I know that they keep every single message, even if you delete it. This is another reason why I don't have a Reddit account, because even if you delete your messages on Reddit, they're still there. You just can't see it. Well, a friend showed me where someone has sent a Discord link to a message, but the message was deleted, but the link still works. Nothing's gone on Discord, fellas. That should give you a cause for concern and not use that application. I know this is going to be lost on about 99.99% of the people, because they'll think like, oh, it won't hurt me, or like, what's the big deal, or like, nothing bad will come from it. But that complacency is what causes a lot of these issues to start. It'll start from people not caring and it snowball into something big until it's too late. So we need people pushing back on these companies and be like, no, hey, respect our privacy, stop farming us. If people push back and stop using the product, we can make change. We have the power. It's just that we don't choose to exercise it. The reason why boycotts don't work is because people just don't boycott in general. There's not enough people boycotting. For example, if you don't like Amazon and you think Amazon is scummy, If we stop purchasing on Amazon and we canceled our Amazon Prime membership and we canceled our Amazon credit cards, if you have one, they would do a 180 so fast, the likes of which you've never seen before, and start treating their employees right and all of that. It would be incredible, but we need to give up the convenience of using Amazon to get that change, and people don't want that. I call it the shopping cart problem, where if you shop in a grocery store with shopping carts, you know there's like cart stalls where you're supposed to put them back. I see this happen all the time. People are too lazy to return the cart to the shopping cart stall. It's literally less than a minute to walk from your car to drop the cart off and then come back to your car. But people don't want to do that. They'll just leave it. They rationalize and be like, oh, you know, someone's getting paid to take the carts back and all of that. And then what eventually happens is there's like one area where someone put a cart that they weren't supposed to, like in a parking spot. And then you'll see everyone just put the cart there. And soon there's like a pool of shopping carts just gathering in that one area. And it causes headaches because now it's blocking the parking spaces. The shopping cart guy has to do more work because they're not like pushed in. They're just like in the wild. They're just roaming in the wild out there. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is, you know, every single person, if we did just a little bit of work, then things would be much better, but we choose not to. And that's why no problem will ever be fixed, because we can't rely on a system or a government or something to fix problems for us. We have to fix it ourselves. Every single person has to do a little bit of work to fix the problem. Otherwise, nothing will get fixed. If it does, it'll come at a great cost, very heavy cost. Anyways, and so I just want to bring up the point that, yeah, shopping on these websites does carry some risk, a little bit of a greater risk than, let's say, shopping on Amazon. And so that's something to take into consideration. So let's say you're using that as an excuse to buy from Amazon. It's not safer because you're giving these companies your information anyways. Those companies have access to everything that you give them on Amazon. So it's not really that much safer, in my opinion. It's the same as buying on AliExpress to a degree. Okay, anyways, the main purpose I made this guide was because buying these devices on AliExpress and TikTok Shop are the cheapest way to get these devices for the most part. I know in some countries, access to these websites are blocked or banned, like in India. I don't think they have access to AliExpress or TikTok. You can also use Temu as well, but just take care because it's very easy to get scammed. It's very easy to get all your information stolen and used in a malicious manner. It's also very easy to make a mistake. So it's up to you to, if you choose to interface with these websites and the web stores, to do your due diligence and make sure that you're getting a legitimate deal as much as possible. There was one scam that I saw that some people fell for, and that was the $80 Retroid Pocket 4 Pro. And so what they do is they will DM you and be like, yo, we need $30 extra for shipping. Can you send it to us? And when you send them the $30, they get to keep that. Even if you get a refund from TikTok, you'll get refunded the $80, but then they get to keep your $30. So be very careful. The general rule of thumb is if it's too good to be true, it usually is a scam. If they ask you for money on the side, then it's 100% a scam. Okay, why don't we get into the episode now? Alright fellas, I'll be making this short guide on how to shop as safe as possible on AliExpress. Some things to do, some things to avoid, and some things to look out for. You don't have to do any of these things, you don't have to listen to me, but you know, I feel like it might help someone out there because I saw a lot of people getting easily scammed on AliExpress. You can do a few simple things to avoid that as much as possible. These steps are totally optional, but I feel like it's kind of necessary, especially if you're like oriented around privacy and trying to keep your data safe. So here are a couple of things you can do. Number one is to get a fresh email account. So it doesn't really matter what you use because you're simply going to use that email to sign in to AliExpress and maybe make a TikTok account if you want to use TikTok Shop. And you're going to keep that email address separate from anything else. You're not going to use it for anything else other than AliExpress. So it doesn't matter if, you know, Google has that information or not. But yeah, you can use Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail, etc. Whatever email service you want to use, you can use that service to create a new email account. Okay, the second thing you may want to consider is a dummy phone number. So you have to put in your phone number for the orders, and I would be really hesitant about giving any company my phone number, because once they have their phone number, there's a lot of harm they can do in terms of impersonating you or trying to hijack your accounts. So one thing I would do is I would use a dummy phone number. A very easy way to use a dummy phone number is by using Google Voice. So you do have to sign in with the Gmail account, and then you do have to put in your real phone number. You know, this is the best and simplest way that I know possible to get a dummy phone number. So once you sign in, you just put in your phone number, and then you get set up, and then you just pick a phone number. It's super simple. Anyone can do it. There's a couple settings I would turn off. So there's one where your Google Voice phone calls will get forwarded to your real phone. You don't want that. This is just the phone number to put in for AliExpress and TikTok Shop and whatnot. And so you're not going to answer any calls on it. You can see the messages. So if anything happens to your order and they call you, which I don't think they will, but if they do, then you can see that once you log into Google Voice. Okay, the third step, I don't really like using VPNs because VPN services will just track your information. A lot of them say they don't, but most of them do. I guarantee it because there are a lot of VPN services that were revealed to be storing user data because it's just worth a lot of money, so why wouldn't they, right? Anyways, this is an extra layer of protection if you're worried about exposing your IP address. In my personal opinion, I don't think it's really necessary, but if you want to, you can go ahead and use a VPN. I haven't used ProtonVPN, but I did hear other people recommend it. I can't vouch it for myself, but I do remember playing in a game tournament with a bunch of people from other countries playing, and they had to use ProtonVPN to get in. Yeah, take it as you will. You can use whatever VPN you want if you want to. I don't. I don't think it's necessary. The fourth step is definitely recommended. I would get a protected form of payment, and PayPal is one of the easier ways. Now, whether or not you trust PayPal is another question. It's one layer of protection between you and your credit card being stolen. So when you pay for stuff on AliExpress and you use PayPal, PayPal will send the funds to the seller. And they don't get to see any of your credit card information. They do see your address, unfortunately, but that is one thing we'll talk about in the next step. So this will help you protect your credit card number from being stolen. Another great thing is if you have some sort of problem with your order, PayPal can sort of help you get sorted. Now the last step is doing a chargeback on your credit card, but yeah. If you don't want to use PayPal, another option is using something called a privacy card. This is a fake virtual credit card. And so these are pretty nice. I haven't used this service specifically, but I've heard a lot of people mention this. Also, your bank may offer a free virtual card. That service may be included in whatever service you have if you have a credit card. So this will, again, if the number gets stolen, you just get rid of that credit card and make a new one. These are virtual credit cards and they don't really exist. So you just use it for the order and then it's gone. I use PayPal personally. I think PayPal is okay as well. I would definitely recommend not putting your credit card information into AliExpress. There are a lot of people where they have an okay experience and that's fine, I guess. But there are definitely people where they report they had their credit card number stolen after using AliExpress. So I'll be very careful. This next one is kind of hard to do because it costs a little bit of money or you might not have the option available. I personally couldn't afford a P.O. box, but I'm looking to get one later in the future. But yeah, if you don't want to give the site your address, then you can use a P.O. box. And the P.O. box costs a lot of money, especially the bigger P.O. boxes. They cost a decent amount of money. I have seen people use their work address, but you should always double check to see if your workplace will accept packages. And if your bosses are okay with you getting mail at your workplace, that is one way to obfuscate your address and kind of hide that away. Finally, this is an optional step too, but if you're using the AliExpress app, and I would not recommend putting that on your phone, I wouldn't recommend not putting TikTok on your phone as well. But if you have a dumb phone where it only connects to Wi-Fi and you're only using it with the app open, and then you turn it off when the app is not being used, the reason why I mentioned this is AliExpress has an app where you can play games and stuff and then get like, you know, a couple dollars off. Maybe you can work towards $10 off or whatever. And the reason why I say put it on a dummy phone is any app that promises you money is getting something worth that money out of your phone. They're farming your phone somehow. They might be mining crypto on it. I don't know what they're doing, but there ain't no such thing as a free lunch, fellas. There's no reason for them to give you a free coupon for $20 off by playing a game and, you know, having you be an ad person and just spam your friends for all these interactions to get more codes and stuff. They're getting something that's worth that $20 coupon, $10 coupon, whatever it is, out of you using that app on your phone. So I will be very careful about that. If you want to know, I keep apps off of my phone personally. I only have Firefox as the browser, and then I have Steam and Steam Chat. That's it. I have nothing else because I'm very skittish about installing things onto my phone. All right, now that's done, let's move on to things to do once you are shopping on AliExpress. So let's give some examples here. Lately, I've been looking at the TrimUI Smart Pro. I also hate shopping on this website because nothing works properly, but that's another story. So here we're looking for a TrimUI Smart Pro, and it says $3 here. That's probably an SD card or something. Let's take a look here. Yeah, so this is one thing to look out for. They will bait and switch you by having a cheap item, like a bag or an SD card, and then the actual items are way more expensive. So don't get duped. Okay, Editor Ducky here. So how this works on AliExpress is whenever you see a listing, they will always put the lowest priced first. This is very scummy on the part of AliExpress and any of the sellers who do this. But yeah, so whenever you see a console and it's like $3 or maybe 50 cents, that is usually a listing for a micro SD card or a bag. So they'll have the cheapest item with the lowest price always shown. And then the actual handout itself will cost way more usually. And then so let's say you do find a good deal, like from here, Cute's Living Store. This store is pretty legitimate. I've ordered some items from them and gotten them as described. But what you want to do is you want to hover over the store and you're going to check their open since date. And they've been open since 2019 in August. And then you want to check the detailed seller ratings. You want to make sure that it's green. So I think above 4.6 is good. I think 4.5 is where it starts to kind of yellow out there. But yeah, we're checking the open date. So you want to avoid stores that open that month. Usually they're scam stores. Not all the time, but enough of them are scam stores where if they have a deal that's good, too good to be true, it's not worth risking getting scammed just to save a few extra dollars. I would go with a trusted store. And those prices are usually what the going rate is because no store is going to sell cheaper than that when they can make that much money. It's just common sense. Another thing, the reason why we check for detailed store ratings is if they are scam stores, then eventually, once people get the items, they will start leaving negative reviews. But sometimes it takes a while. So that's why you want a store that's been around for a long time so that you know if they're legitimate or not. Now, unfortunately, these numbers can be faked, so you have to take the numbers with a grain of salt. All right, third thing. So once you check the store and you realize that it is not opened in that last month and the numbers are green, we're going to look at the numbers sold. So if you look here in this section, okay, Editor Ducky here, the section that we're looking at is next to the number of star ratings. It'll be right below the item title. It'll be right next to the star rating. We'll have the number of reviews and the total number of devices sold. It'll say something like 2,000 plus sold. If you're looking at a listing and it says like one sold or like 30 sold, you may want to reconsider buying it from that store, especially if they're new and there are no ratings. So this number can unfortunately be faked. And I'm going to show you how this and the reviews can be faked in just a bit. So we're going to take a look at the reviews too. We're going to look at the general reviews, the number of reviews as well. So this has 201 reviews, and then we're going to check the reviews. And this is what I mean by the site not working. So when you click on the link, it doesn't go to reviews. You have to scroll all the way down. Okay, and what we're looking for are real people writing reviews. It's going to be a little bit tricky now with AI and auto-generation of just text and stuff, so you're going to have to just read through and see what people are saying. It should match what people are saying on the subreddits and on YouTube, and just people writing reviews and experiences about the product, good and bad, so it should match. So as we're looking, you know, if they have pictures, that's great. You know, we're just looking for reviews that seem like it's written by a real person. I saw a few, like, questionable ones. It was for RG351P listing, where it was a little bit cheaper than the official listings, and I believe it's because they're selling used consoles. So one guy wrote a review saying, hey, this is kind of used. Like, it's in good condition, but it's used. And then the next review that came out was like, oh, this is great. It's definitely not used. That's a little fishy. I don't know about that. But anyways, so I'll show you how they fake it. This has happened to me one time, and it may happen to you in the future. And this is why you kind of want to protect your address and all your information. Okay, let's just say you're just chilling one day, and all of a sudden you get a package out of nowhere. And it's like this random piece of jewelry that costs like 50 cents. And you're like, you're quizzical. You're like, what's going on here? I didn't order this. And here's what happened. So there's a seller that sent you that package, right? But then what they're doing is they're creating a listing for a more expensive item. And then they're leaving a review as you because they have your account information. So it'll be like, oh, Ducky gives it a 5 out of 5, a giant heart. But I'm like, I didn't order this product, and I never left a review. And this is one thing they do, because stores nowadays require you to ship a customer a product before they can leave a review. So they'll make a dummy account using your information, and they'll send you something that's worthless, but it'll be marked as an expensive item. And then they'll write a review, or a dummy review, and this happens frequently. Another thing they do is the old bait and switch, where they will sell like a 32 gigabyte micro SD card. And then they will change the listing after they ship out legitimate items for low prices and people leave very positive reviews. They'll switch the listing to a fake 1 terabyte micro SD card. So you want to watch out. There's so many ways you can be scammed nowadays. The bottom line is, if it's too good to be true, it usually is. The only metric is if there are other people selling at that price that are legitimate, then it probably is a real deal. Okay, so sale dates. When can I expect sales? The most reliable one is at the beginning of every month. So the first to about the fifth, you'll get like $5 off of most items. So if you look at this listing here, you can expect this to go down to about $51 or so. And they may have some coupons that give you like a couple dollars off. For me, the coupons never always worked. Sometimes you have to claim it. Sometimes they run out. It's a little bit shady because they promise you money off and then it doesn't work. It's something that you got to deal with. The other sale dates are usually the big holidays. So Christmas, New Year's, Black Friday, etc. You can again expect a couple dollars off with some coupons. The deals never go really hard on these holidays for the most part. And then there's another one. This is something that doesn't exist in the US, but Singles Day is 11/11. So apparently, if you're single, you celebrate by consuming a lot of useless things. This holiday is really big in other countries, and you can see some deals there too. Now, the biggest sale that I ever saw was the anniversary sale, which is usually around in March. And if you want to know how big the deals were, not every place is going to have everything marked down, but the Trimioi Smart Pro from Cutes Living was $41 at its lowest price. And you can get a $5 off coupon. Now you have to pay taxes, so the price is going to be around $41. That was a pretty good price for that console. I mean, $40 for that. So yeah, if you are looking for items, I would recommend waiting for the beginning of every month at the very least, or I would recommend waiting for the major holidays and then buy the items then, because you will save a decent amount of money. Now, one other thing. So those are the sale dates, but the date that you want to avoid is Lunar New Year. So during Lunar New Year, no one works. And so they take a couple of days off before it starts. They travel to their families. And then for the next week or two, no one's working. So you want to avoid ordering during Lunar New Year. What I would do is I would avoid ordering for that month altogether. So this year it was around the middle of February. I just waited until March to order stuff if I wanted something. Like, it's not worth it because what happens is all these orders will come in. Very few stores will tell people that they're not working. So it's kind of a debate because they want you to keep ordering stuff, but then no one's going to be there to fulfill it. There's going to be no customer service if anything is wrong. And then when they come back, they have to work through a huge backlog of orders. And so it's going to take a while for your item to get out. So I would just avoid that entire mess and just order 3 weeks later. So if we take a look here, the Lunar New Year for 2025 is going to be in January 29th. So I would just avoid the entire month of February. I would just order on March again. I wouldn't order at least a week or 2 weeks before January 29th as well, because you may not get anything out. Yeah, you kind of want to avoid ordering during that time. It's just something you have to deal with. So a lot of people mention this and not enough people take note, or they forget, and then they order something and then they're like, hey, where's my order? It's been like 3 weeks, and it's because you ordered it during Lunar New Year. All right, now moving on to scams to avoid. We're looking at the low price, and it's going to be a bait and switch. And you're going to avoid these as much as possible. So I have seen these threads pop up on the SBC Gaming subreddit for a long time. It was the RG405V, which is over $100, and they've been on sale for $51. And here's the thing, you're not going to get that. Usually what you see here, this little rinky-dink cheap plastic handheld, like a Tiger Electronics toy that costs like $1 on their website, that's what you're going to get. A lot of people order these, and that's what they got. And even though, like, a lot of people said, don't buy it, it's a scam, people still fell for it. And I'm just like, well, there's a sucker born every minute, right? Listen, fellas, if it's too good to be true, it usually is. Look for the signs. The only legitimate crazy deals that I saw were on TikTok Shop, and you had to do your work to make sure the store was legitimate. If you order from Ambernic Direct, it was legitimate most of the time. There's like one guy who got a digital camera that was unfortunate, but for the most part, I got my item. I got an RG35XXH, and other people got their items too. So you got to put in the legwork to make sure it's real. The deal isn't real because you want it to be real, all right? The deal is real because the store is going to fulfill the order and ship you the item, and there are going to be signs of that if they do that. So here, yeah, you can't really see it, but you're going to see a lot of these listings where you're going to see a handheld that's priced really low, and then for some reason, there's going to be a little item here. Now, these are grayed out because they're out of stock, but the listings I saw had them in stock. So it doesn't matter if you click on that thing. If you see this item in the listing, you're going to get that item. And then finally, there's another scam where you just don't get a product. So you just see a low price. There's none of these items. It's just too good to be true. It is. You're just not going to get the item. All right, things to do when you get your package. This is very important. Record yourself opening it, because a lot of these stores, a lot of these sellers, a lot of these manufacturers will require video evidence of a problem before they try to fix it. Like, for example, if you got a package with the wrong item, they want to have proof that you actually opened the package and you got the wrong item. For the RetroPocket 4 Pros, when the trigger buttons were failing, they wanted video evidence of the trigger not working before they shipped you out something. So what I would recommend is getting a cheap phone holder, put it on a table, and then film yourself opening it. If you have a friend or relative, have them film you opening the package from the very beginning. Make sure everything is in clear, plain sight. Show the label off, and then rip it open, and then open the boxes. And then make sure, this is important, make sure you check the item right away and make sure everything works. Don't just leave it there and assume it's going to be good. If you have a problem, you want to make sure that you find it right away, and that you have video evidence of you opening the item. Okay, let's say you got everything, and then there's something wrong, all right? Well, one thing you can do is request a refund. So if you order on AliExpress, you can request a refund through them. Once again, they may require video evidence. That's why you always film yourself. Now, most of the time, if you were scammed, they know you were scammed, and they'll give you a refund. Now, let's say they don't give you a refund. That's why you use PayPal, because you can go through PayPal and then you still have the video evidence. You have all the email correspondences. You give that to PayPal, and then PayPal will most of the time side with you and give you a refund. Now let's say PayPal doesn't give you a refund. You can do a chargeback with your credit card company. That's the last step, and you want to avoid that as much as possible. But as long as you have the evidence, you document everything, and you provide that evidence, most of the time you can get a chargeback. A lot of people will just usually stop here because they get the refund. But yeah, sometimes you might have to go through PayPal or even get a chargeback. To summarize, I would at least get a new email address for your accounts, and I would at the very least use PayPal or some sort of privacy card. Those are bare minimum steps. Secondly, I would wait for a sale. If a deal is too good to be true, it usually is, but I would wait for a sale. The cheapest you can get items without doing much work is just to wait until the beginning of every month. At the end of the day, this is just a hobby. This is just things you do for fun. It's not a matter of life or death, so in my opinion, I don't think it's very necessary to get these handhelds. You can make do without them. So if you are worried at all, I would just go without them, just you don't have to buy them. Alright, that's going to be it. Hopefully this video was helpful. If you have any questions, please feel free to leave a comment down below. Usually I script my videos, but I felt like just going off the cuff on this one. So it might feel a little bit less focused than my usual videos. I still hope it was helpful for you guys. Anyways, okay, that has been episode 56 of the Ducky O'Brien Show. Thank you so much for dropping by and listening. I really do appreciate it. Let me know if you guys like me rambling a little bit or not. I personally like to chat about things, and even for this podcast episode, I cut out a lot because I ramble too much. But the reason why I put more ramblings into my podcast is that I know people listen to podcasts with only 50% of their attention. Again, it's mostly for background noise. So I use that as an excuse to be able to talk about whatever I feel like talking about. That said, I do try to keep it on point because I want even my podcast episodes to provide as much value to the person listening, in that I hope it's useful information and I hope it's something that will help you in terms of using these retro handhelds, whether it's buying them from, you know, AliExpress or TikTok shop or, you know, whatever guide topic I have on hand. If you guys have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear it. Or if you want me to cover anything, if you need help with anything, please feel free to email me. My email is duckyobrienshow@gmail.com. That's duckyobrienshow@gmail.com. You can also visit my blog at duckyobrien.com. That should have links to everything I'm doing. I run a YouTube channel. My podcast is on there. And then every guide that I make should have a web formatted version. And every once in a while, if I'm like, oh, you know, if someone asks me a question on YouTube, I'm like, oh, I could make my guide a little bit better by including information that I forgot to include or I just didn't know that people might need. And so I'll have like updates to my web guides if anyone brings it up to my attention. So my written version should be the most up-to-date. And then on my YouTube videos, I should have a pinned comment for any videos that require updates. And in that comment, I'm going to edit the comment and add in additions. And I'll record when I edit the comment. I did that recently for my playing Nintendo DS on Onion OS guide, where someone was mentioning how Onion wouldn't update. And then that brought up to mind two possibilities. They use the over-the-air update for the Miu Mini Plus, and sometimes that may cause issues. Or they didn't update the firmware, which may also cause issues. Okay, that's going to be it. Before I keep rambling, thank you once again for dropping by and listening. I really do appreciate it. And as always, I hope you guys are staying safe and sane out there. And catch you guys next time.